All right. Happy Sunday evening to the land of 10,000 lakes. Boomer here with the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country. Thanks for joining us tonight. If you're driving home from the cabin, getting the docks in, driving back from crappie fishing, it is a great day to be a Minnesotan. To my left is producer Mark. Mark, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Good. I got a new hat on today. You see it?
Sweet,
well,
yeah.
It's my second one. The other one was getting pretty fishy.
You always get the cool promo stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's Omnia fishing hat. Do you know how I got one of those?
Because we have the Omnia fellas in studio with us right now.
That's right. Welcome to the show, Omnia Fishing. How you guys doing?
Good. Good to be here. Thanks for having us.
So Matt and Chris, you guys are from northern Minnesota and northern Wisconsin, right?
Iowa.
Northern Iowa. Iowa, yeah. Iowa, yeah. Not Wisconsin.
Same difference.
Same, yeah, kind of. What are you, a Viking fan?
No, Packers.
Yes!
Whoa! See.
But I help provide some balance. I'm from northern Wisconsin, but a Vikings fan.
Oh, that's okay. What I'm talking about.
Now, I'm from southern Wisconsin, but a Packers fan. So we got everything covered.
But he is a Gopher fan because he's a U of M alum.
Yep. Okay. Yep. And Twins.
And Twins. Yeah. Well, yeah. And hey, Twins are playing good, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I hope I win my bet.
Hey, I am absolutely jacked, and I usually am because I usually have about two cups of coffee in me before we get on air. But there's a couple things going on.
There is.
Ice is melting, yes. And I love to ice fish. I love clam. I love Vexlar. But Old Man Winter was long in the tooth, and Ice Team University up at Arneson's was absolutely amazing, guys. We had a blast up there. But it's now time for spring. And, you know, a couple weekends ago, I got out with the family. And Soph was putting the hammer on some crappies on Waconia. I talked about that last show, guys, where the water surface temp was about 41 degrees. So those crappies were sneaking off of those deep holes, and they were looking for a pre-staging spot. It's pretty popular on Waconia in front of the docks. But we found them in 15 to 17 feet of water. And what's interesting about it, we're going to talk about it in the second segment, is the presentation that I was using on Waconia, which some people thought was a little aggressive and big, but it was working, yeah, was exactly what OmniaFishing.com recommended. So we're going to talk about that in the second half. But last weekend, or this weekend, I was with the Memories Made Guide, yeah, Service, their second annual fishing tournament. It was 40 boats, guys. It launched out of Lord Fletcher's. And my daughter and I, Sophia, rocked it out in the Alumacraft boats, the XB200 there, wearing some blackfish gear to stay a little warm with the snow and the water. And we had an absolute hoot. A big shout out to Mike and Allie for all the help, putting on a great tournament. I know we donated some airtime. Mike thought there was a nonprofit that was leading in that silent auction, so I'll be curious to find out about that. But the way the format was structured, you could catch 10 crappies. And it was Sophia and I, and my daughter's 12 years old guy, and she's a chip off the old block. And so I let her, she did most of the fishing. We got our butts kind of handed to us in the morning. I went to some spots we had pre-scouted the week before with my wife, Nicole.
You pre-scouted a charity tournament with your daughter.
I did.
That's pretty hardcore, dude.
Well, you know, I just wanted to get outside. You know, last week on Wednesday, it was like 70 degrees. And there's a couple spots, I'm not going to mention by name, that the water surface temp was actually 52 versus the main body of water of Minnetonka was like 47, 48. And I went to that spot first, and it was like 47. And I'm like, this isn't good. So we managed to scrape up a couple crappies. We did find, again, thanks to Mike and Allie, we did find a couple small little lakes or bodies of water that get overlooked on Minnetonka. I'll say it's on the northeast side where the water surface temp was about 52. And that, you know, 50s to kind of that 60s is when crappies start to like pre-spawn, and then they start spawning in the shallows. And we found them all over from 20 feet of water high in the water column to all the way down to 8 feet. You know, I learned from Mike too that, you know, when the water is murkier this time of year and on the north end of the lake, Dave Gens always taught me this, that is the body of water that warms up the fastest. So we were really actually, it's kind of the opposite of what people do when they're bass fishing the river.
Are you getting so detailed and knowledgeable because the Omnia guys are here?
I'm trying to sound
smart. You're really breaking this down like you know what you're talking
about.
Well,
I want to talk about Tonka and Waconia and Pryor because right now,
we usually don't get this detail. Just so you
people
guys
are going to get excited about fishing this, right?
Yes.
And so what I would say is look for that murkier water. Mm-hmm. Look for it to be in the 50s for water surface temp. And I was using a 3-inch white grub, and then I was also using an 1.5-inch tube. So for anyone who's out there, because Stru talked about it, some listeners asked about it, for Waconia, Tonka, Pryor, look for that water surface temp of 53 to 54. So that was a hoot. I want to give a big shout out to Alumacraft Boats and Evinrude, because that's what I'm going to be running this year. It's getting rigged down in St. Peter. So that leads me to my next point. Ron Scherer Crappie Contest, right, buddy?
Yeah, Ron Scherer Crappie Contest coming up May 4th is the Saturday before opener at Lord Fletcher's. You can win a brand new Crappie Deluxe Alumacraft boat. Thank you, Alumacraft, for that, with an Evinrude rotor motor. And so
rotor?
A rotor. It's a new kind of motor, a rotor. Yeah. Anyway, you can sign up. Anyone can win. They pick a random fish size. And the last 3 years, it's been like a teenage kid who loves to fish that won it. So
yeah,
we don't rig that on purpose, but it looks really good on camera.
Yeah, it does.
And anyway, I want to give a shout out. We are absent a fourth outdoorsman. And Strewman is homesick. He said he hasn't been sick in about 5 years. But Strewman sounded absolutely terrible. So I told him to stay home. But shout out to Strewman. I know he's listening. If you want to read a great story, Strew has an article in this week's Outdoor News. In the reader stories, it's about his dad catching 32-inch walleye right before he passed up in Vermilion area. So it's a great story. Strew was an English major at Hamline when he was a baseball coach. And so,
he always corrects my pronunciation.
Shout out to Strewman. I wish you were here. But anyway, Strewman is the guy that supposedly Governor Walz is going to be calling in at 6:40. So we can talk about his first governor's turkey hunt.
Yeah.
And we can talk about the governor's fishing opener.
Commissioner Sarah Strowman, she got her first turkey on this hunt, so that was kind of cool.
It's kind of nice having the governor on the hotline, like the bat phone.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. I'm excited to chat with him more when I'm down there for the governor's opener down in Albert Lea. And I'm going to speak about how I'm breaking down those lakes a little bit, because the second segment, it is all about OmniaFishing.com. And we've chatted about this. We've had some listeners call in, some text messages, some messages on social. It really, truly is like your local bait store online, where you can pick your lake, you can pick your species, the technique you want to fish, and it's going to suggest you some tackle that you probably never thought about. It gets input from pros, it's algorithms. I don't want to steal your guys' thunder, but we're going to get to that in a little bit. So I have a question for you guys while we're just talking in general. You guys are outdoorsmen, right? You guys like to hunt and fish.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you guys been out crappie fishing yet?
We have not.
Have not. But I did get the boat ready this weekend.
You did? Awesome. Yeah.
Yep, so I got her all cleaned up, and maybe here in the near future.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, that crappie bite is going to get pretty hot. So where are you guys from exactly, and how did you get to where you are right now? And we'll get into more detail in the second segment, too.
Sure. I'm from northern Wisconsin. This is Matt. Northern Wisconsin, grew up right on the shore of Lake Superior, so spent a majority of my time chasing Lakers and big fish up there. If it flew, ran, swam, we chased it, and brother, dad, everybody in the family was big outdoorsmen. We went after it all season long.
That's awesome. So, and what about you, Chris?
Yeah, I'm from a little community in northwest Iowa called Okoboji, Spirit Lake more specific. Grew up in the industry. My dad always worked for Pier Fishing when it was headquartered down in Spirit Lake. Grew up hunting, fishing, playing sports. Pheasant hunting in the fall was probably one of my favorite, and crappie fishing in the spring. So, yeah.
We have a friend of the show. Do you know Kevin Paul at all?
I don't.
Okay, no. So Kevin Paul is a guide, and he works at Okoboji Clear Lake area. I've never fished it, but I heard Okoboji is, I believe, one of those lakes where sight fishing panfish is pretty fun. Have you tried that down there?
Yeah, I haven't tried that specifically. During the summer, the Okoboji specifically, they can be highly trafficked, like Lake Minnetonka or whatnot there. So we would always head into the harbors, and we could get away from the boats. But mostly it was just bobber fishing and sight fishing off the docks. So
is it the yellow bass? Are they down in Okoboji? Is that the yellow bass? It's kind of an invasive species.
I believe they are. You know, I have some friends that live on East Okoboji specifically, and you know, they always fill a bucket full of them.
Cool, cool. Well, I tell you what, if you're looking for a couple seconds of fame on the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country, we have our shout out, our facebook.com/the4outdoorsmen. What do we got, Producer Mark?
Yeah, I got a couple shout outs here. Thanks, everyone, for writing in. And Brandon, by the way, if you're listening, I guess the governor's calling in at 6:20. Okay, so we're going to switch it around a little bit.
I just got Stru's message.
Okay, good.
Right on.
So we're going to switch things around and have the governor on next and then talk to our Omnia fishing crew. But anyway, here's some shout-outs. Thane Jensen, our good friend, said brother-in-law Lance with his first gobbler with a bow, a true Iowa giant, 26 pounds, 11-inch beard, and 1 1/4-inch spurs. Great job. And Mike Farrell, who you were at his crappie contest, said big thanks to the Four Outdoorsmen Radio Show for sponsoring Memories Made Guide Service second annual crappie tournament, a silent auction in studio experience. What an amazing turnout and great weather. A big thanks to Boomer and his little munchkin Sophie for participating. And you donated a guided service, didn't you? Did you get any money?
I did.
Yeah, you did, didn't you? No. Oh, no. We,
no.
Oh, we...
I did that for the Wildwood Lions sorry. Club, and then the
no,
spare...
we donated an Come Join the Four Outdoorsmen.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Sorry.
Nice to put me on spot there,
and
brother.
And that's tied in with a guided fishing trip, right?
Potentially.
No, just kidding.
All right. So we're going to have Governor Waltz on at 6:20, and then we're going to talk to Omnia Fishing. They're here at 6:40. So there's a lot of great things going on in the outdoors in Minnesota right now. Turkey hunting. Do you guys like to turkey hunt?
Definitely.
Yeah. What about you, Chris?
I never have. Nope.
Oh, my God. The first time I did it, guys, is when I used to live down in Missouri when I went to school down there. And I remember my buddy, they had a dairy farm. So he had private, like 700 acres. And he's like, boom, we need to go chase some turkeys. And it's primarily the eastern species down there. And I'm like, why would I want to chase one of those infested wood tick looking goblin, crazy, ugly birds? And he goes, trust me, you'll love it. So we went to a local retailer, you know, bought a box call because I couldn't do the mouth call at the time. And grabbed some 5-shot or 4-shot special turkey loads, got the choke, you know, that had it patterned down. And I remember our locator call, we weren't good enough to do like the owl call because you had to change your vocals. We could just do the crow call where, caw, caw, you know, you kind of wake them up in the morning when they're on the roost and sleeping in the trees. And I'll never forget the first time I got up there and it was like the gods of thunder had hit, right? And we ended up harvesting a bird, but that was one of the most coolest experiences I've done. Now, Producer Mark, we're going to be headed out. We can't name the individual where we're going, but thank you for having us out. We're going to be turkey hunting here in a few weeks up in about an hour away, aren't we?
Well, in Forest Lake, which is about 10 minutes from my house, apparently Strewman, who is in real estate, has his dibs on some land that we can go shoot a turkey. Now, I've been going 4 years, and I am turkeyless.
We almost had one.
We came awfully close last year. We had some gobblers right behind us, and they decided to bolt over the hilltop right before we could shoot. But
and I own that, Matt and Chris. That is not on Producer Mark, because most of the time when we turkey hunt, we go out to western Minnesota. Lake Traverse is a lake I really cut my teeth on, and so or Big Stone. And so when we get out there this time of year, usually, and I just talked to Carney, and he said it's pretty good out there. We're going to have him on next week to talk about the fishing opener. But the fishing gets so good that I just kind of ignore the turkey hunting for a little bit. But last year we gave it a little bit of a run, and we had some birds that we trapped down that were going to roost. And we called in probably 5 or 6 toms, and we just couldn't get them to step out. We couldn't compete with the live hens. They were just talking live, sweet, nothing.
I think we should have had a Jake out there with our decoy, like our buddy Thane suggests.
Yeah, probably. That probably
I know you're
work.
Listening, Thane.
He's
and I've been on
laughing.
Him to get a Jake decoy.
I'll have one for this year.
Are you really?
I'll break down. I'll steal things.
I thought that was like you're in Thane's, you know.
Well, I always like a lonely royale. Hen approach. I don't know. What do you put out, Matt? When you
typically a Jake.
Yeah, you do a Jake too. Yeah. All right, on to the next subject. Yeah. So now, are you going turkey hunting this year?
I actually did not get a tag. I'm dealing with the small child syndrome, so I'm stuck at home quite a bit. Yeah.
Hey, I hear you, man.
But we normally we go. Big area down in Fort McCoy. Actually, my dad and my brother are both military guys, and we could get on the military base down there and hunt the land. It was actually really great. We did it quite a few years in a row. But so normally a Jake, and a hen.
Is there like artillery shells in the background or anything? Or
you know what's really funny about that? The first time we got down there, they were actually shooting artillery, and they would have this big open area of land where they test this stuff. But the best part about it was every single time that they would shoot one of the big artillery shells, the roosted gobblers would gobble.
Oh, there you go.
So we didn't even have to put them to bed. We knew exactly where they were.
That's awesome. Kind of cool. That's fun. And you've been pretty successful on the hunts down there.
I can't say that I have.
At least you got to experience it. My dad's done similar things at Ripley. You know, they open it up to some disabled vets, and he's done a deer hunt out there. He did not do a turkey hunt. He always still goes to Todd's to go turkey hunting. But, yeah, so it's been great. Turkey season seems to be pretty successful. We're seeing it all over social media. And then spring crappies are going on all over the place. I think ice is pretty much out across the state. Have you guys heard anything different?
No, it sounds pretty close. I think everything's about moving out.
Yeah, so, you know, everyone's getting pumped. I'm seeing crappie pitchers go all over the place. A lot of people are getting jacked for fishing opener. I mean, people are livening up their walleye rigs. You know, jigs and twitch minnows and shiners and chubs are going to be pretty popular. There's going to be people that are going to go out and chase bass, too. So it's going to be pretty interesting. We caught some incidental bass on Tonka when we were just fishing for crappie. So I thought that was pretty interesting as well.
Usually when I catch a bass, it's incidental.
Yeah, usually we're out there chasing walleye.
Just kidding.
But for anyone tuning in to the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country, we really appreciate it. Oh, my gosh, we got some Hall of Fame status that just entered Bob Country. Mark Fisher from Bearfax and Fishtails just joined in. Mark, how you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm awake and running, Bill. How you doing?
I tell you what. Now, Mark, where are you going to be walleye fishing for opener?
Where am I heading for the opener? Yeah. I'm sorry.
I just said, where are you walleye fishing for opener?
I'm not here.
Yeah, where are you walleye opener?
You know, I haven't figured out yet. Typically, I end up over in Wisconsin, smallmouth fishing on Sturgeon Bay.
Ooh.
But this year, I'm not heading over there. We got some other stuff going on. So I haven't locked down yet. I might just hang out and just pick one lake late.
Ah, I love it.
Is a lot of fun this time of year, but the river's really, really high and roaring.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I think they moved out the St. Jude's tournament that typically happens in that Washburn. So, Mark, we're going to let you go. Tune in to Bearfax and Fishtails. Thanks for tuning in, Brandon. Let's cue the music right now. Coming up next after break, we're going to have Governor Tim Walz on talking about his turkey hunt, and Agent Commissioner Sarah Stroman got her first turkey. We're going to talk about fishing opener in Minnesota Outdoors. And then at 6:40... we got the two boys, the founders from OmniaFishing.com in the house, so stay tuned and catch you next.
Checking in with the Four Outdoorsmen. Find them at MyBobCountry.com under the weekend tab.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Let's start thinking about open water, flip-flops, and sunshine. Boomer here, and my family and I have been fishing with Alumacraft boats for the past 6 years. Alumacraft boats cover the complete spectrum of fishability, whether we're catching walleyes, hooking panfish, or chasing bass. A best-in-class dry ride with Alumacraft's 2XB haul and lots of storage are just a couple of the reasons why we choose Alumacraft. To learn more about Alumacraft, go to alumacraft.com or visit a dealer near you. Finally, an online tackle shop built for you. OmniaFishing.com. Boomer here, and how about this? Headed to a new lake or an old favorite? With OmniaFishing.com, you simply pick your lake, the species of fish you want to catch, and OmniaFishing.com tells you the hottest lures that are working now. And it's not just Omnia Fishing's opinion, it's the local guides and pros that help with selecting the tackle for each lake. With thousands of lakes to select in Minnesota, OmniaFishing.com has you covered.
Come to Delano Lanes and Entertainment on Highway 12, just 20 minutes west of 494. Bowling with great daily specials. Start the week on a high note. How about the Monday Mystery Beer Special? $1.75 a beer of our choice from 5 to 10. Or close it out with open bowling all day Friday. Saturday nights come for a 3-course dinner special starting at 6 p.m. And contact us for special family bowling and birthday packages. Get the daily specials and live music schedule at DelanoLanes.com.
Spring is right around the corner, and you just remembered your trailer needs to be serviced before the season starts. Crystal Welding has you covered. Crystal Welding in Maple Grove offers a wide variety of services, including welding, maintenance, and repairs for all types of trailers. Crystal Welding is your one-stop shop for all your trailer needs. Go to crystalwelding.com for more information. Crystal Welding. Solutions. Service. Results.
Crystal Welding gets the job done. No time to smoke.
You can't choose the weather, but you can choose rain gear that works. Introducing Blackfish Technical Rainwear. Utilizing patented fabric technology, Blackfish rain suits are 100% waterproof, yet provide unmatched breathability, keeping you dry from your own perspiration. And with a limited lifetime warranty, Blackfish rain suits are built to last. When you need to stay dry and comfortable, choose Blackfish, because you can't choose the weather. Learn more at blackfishgear.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now for an important announcement. Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. And right now, get $100 off the purchase of a mattress when you text IMPROVE to 84888. Yes, $100 off, but only when you text IMPROVE to 84888. That's IMPROVE to 84888.
Hey, it's Flo. And you know what word I've never understood? Top hat. Aren't all hats on top? They're like the toppest part of every outfit, unless I've been doing it wrong. That's why I stick with simple words like flotection. It means the sense of security you'll feel when your new home is protected by home insurance through me and Progressive. Also, there shouldn't be a top hat unless there's a bottom hat. Wait, is that what underwear is?
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Ace Buy One Get One free sale now through Monday only. Don't miss out on all our great deals throughout the store. Save on top brands like Scott's and Ortho. Plus, get deals on other products you'll need this spring, like birdseed, spray paint, light bulbs, and more. With so many great buy one, get one free deals, you can't afford to miss it. So hurry in. The Ace Buy One, Get One free sale ends Monday. Offers valid at participating stores. Buy select item and get designated item free. See store for details.
Total Country Bob FM.
Welcome back to Four Outdoorsmen Bob Country on a beautiful Sunday evening in the land of 10,000 lakes. Thanks for tuning in. And we have a special guest on the line. We have Governor Waltz joining us. Governor, can you hear me?
I sure can. How are you, fellas?
We're doing well, Governor. Really appreciate you jumping in tonight. I remember the last time we talked to you, it was right before the election, and you got to talk about, I will never forget the story of you were talking about, you know, you'd drive home on the bus and you'd grab the shotgun and you'd go pheasant hunting, and that was sweet. So congratulations on the win.
Yeah, no, thank you. I'm certainly an honor to do it, and I'm trying to work hard to make this a little less drama around politics and spend a little more time doing the stuff we like to do. So appreciate you having me.
Well, that's great, Governor. Again, congratulations. And we're not exactly journalists, so we don't ask very journalistic questions. But what's it like being governor of a state like Minnesota? What surprised you so far?
Well, it is, as I said, an incredible privilege to be able to do it. But I think the thing, and I don't necessarily think it surprises me, but I'm encouraged every day. I get to travel a lot now. You know, I used to just represent southern Minnesota, and getting into every community and hearing the stories and realizing that we talk about it, but I think you need to see it. We have so much more in common. And seeing a state like this, it's got such a rich history, and seeing good people want to get things done right. I think if you just turn on the TV, it's pretty easy to believe that everything is messed up beyond fixing, and that's certainly not the case. So about 100 days into this thing, it's every day is fascinating. I never know what's going to come, but I think Minnesotans expect us to get along together, and that's what we've been doing.
Well, that's the one great thing about the outdoors and our passion for the outdoors is it kind of transcends politics. So there's a lot of things that we can all agree on in the outdoors, and we all are interested in conservation and getting people outside. So we wanted to have you on to talk about a few things, but the first thing is your first turkey opener last weekend with our friend DNR Commissioner Stroman. How did that go? Tell us about how you decided to develop that and take us through the process of that turkey hunt.
Yeah, well, first of all, let's get it right out in the open in the beginning. Commissioner Stroman got a 23-pound tom.
Awesome.
And I took all five shells home with me. So, but no, it was great. And you guys know this, that this public-private partnership and kind of that sweet spot between habitat restoration and getting people's ability to get out and hunt like we like to do is really important. And I got excited about this. As you know, I grew up in Nebraska, and turkeys are pretty plentiful, and they had been. But when I started looking at it and they said, well, there's never been a governor's turkey opener, I said, well, I wanted to get into it, especially after I did some research, because I think you guys know this, that turkeys were nearly extinct. They were pushed all the way to the brink of extinction. There were about 30,000 in the entire country in the 1930s. And then folks started focusing on it. The National Wild Turkey Federation went into it. We started having private landowners, and then state DNRs got involved. And I just wanted to use this as an opportunity to highlight what I think is one of the great success stories. It's one of the great partnership stories. And it's incredibly challenging. As I told you guys, I'm a pheasant hunter. I'm a little, I'm a little hyperactive. I like to keep moving. And the idea of setting in a blind at 5 in the morning and trying to call in a turkey, I thought would be a challenge for me. But I'll have to tell you, yesterday morning watching the world wake up, listening and trying to get them to come out of the trees, and they're answering back and forth. And you see that big tom about a quarter mile away, and you just try like crazy to bring them in. After I got done and came back, one of the wizened old turkey hunters said, we don't call it turkey shooting. We call it turkey hunting for a reason, and you're not always going to get one. So it was great. Commissioner had an incredible, got an incredible bird. We had a whole bunch of folks out there, and, I just have to highlight, it's part of this celebration of the outdoors and what we do together. And we had our DNR folks out there, and I think you guys know it was a pretty tough week. We lost a conservation officer in the line of duty up in Pine City, lost Officer Wynn. So I think we had quite a few of those guys down there with us on the turkey hunt. Just, it was good to see the public show their respect, because that was kind of family. So great event. Hope we can get you guys out there next year. We're going to pick another one and do a second one. And I've got to get my honor back and get one.
Hey, that's all right. I'm fairly new to the turkey game. I've hunted everything else my whole life, and I love it, but I've been skunked. So I'm with you. I'm ready to get my first turkey. Hopefully Boomer here can put me on one this year.
Yeah, Governor Waltz, it's my fault, it's Boomer here, that producer Mark does not have a turkey, because every time we go out in western Minnesota, right when the spawn bite or post-spawn bite for walleyes is really hot, and it's hard for me to get off the boat to go back into the field to chase turkeys. So I take 100% ownership for it.
You should.
Well, I think we've got, with Governor Waltz on the line, I think we've got a good opportunity. He's got some power. I've got about 12 birds walking right through my neighborhood in Roseville. We get a special use permit, sit in my driveway, have a few beers, and get one.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, you wouldn't believe the number of people. So I posted, online that we were doing this turkey hunt. People said, well, come out in St. Louis Park and tackle one in my backyard.
Yeah, no kidding.
I got to tell you, they're smarter than heck. They know they're not going to get shot there. You get them outside of town and you can't get them.
That's exactly how it goes. I have to
deer hunting.
I have to weave through the turkeys on my way to work, and then I sit in a field and don't see anything. That's always how it goes.
But so true.
I have to applaud you, Governor Waltz, Boomer, again, on this turkey opener, because as a passionate person in conservation and getting more kids and families into the outdoors, the turkey population has really thrived in the state of Minnesota.
That's
from
right.
The standpoint, Governor, where it used to have to be a lottery for the weeks, and now it's down to the first two, and I think there's some debate where the lottery might go away. And our deer hunting land, Governor, is up in Backus, Minnesota. And over the last few years, the turkey population is just thriving up there. It's a very engaging sport. It's a very addicting hunt. And so for you to do that, I just want to give you really big kudos to bring more recognition to it.
No, I appreciate it. And this was certainly a team effort, but I can't say enough to those the National Wild Turkey folks. I've worked with them, you know, as a member of Congress on conservation issues, you know, Trouts Unlimited, Pheasants Forever, Ducks Unlimited, and then working with private landowners. This is a really powerful thing. And I don't, you know, your listeners are, they're pretty in tune to this, but I think the general public doesn't realize we support a lot of this with our purchase of our licenses and our firearms, which, you know, by the way, this turkey hunt did give me a reason to get a new shotgun. So I was, there was an upside to it. But we support this, and these are activities that, that really spawn a lot of activity, and people are out buying stuff, and they're, you know, they're spending money in these communities. That's, this whole outdoors thing's a $15 billion industry in Minnesota. And a lot of this is, as I said, really incredible public-private partnerships. So the reason I wanted to do this thing was just kind of highlight all that great work that's going on.
Well, I tell you what, Governor, we're going to shift gears here, Boomer here, because I'm excited to meet you for the first time in person, because I've participated in the Governor Fishing Openers for the last few years. And this year, I'll be headed down with the Alumacraft down to Albert Lea, where we can have the opportunity to fish Albert Lea Lake, Fountains Lake, I think it's Pickerel and Beaver Lake. It's going to be an absolute blast, and I'm super excited about it. Are you getting jacked for fishing opener?
I am really excited. You know, as members of Congress, you never got to participate in this thing, so I'm really excited. It's it's a good thing, and I'll just a little biased here. They're taking it down to the first district down there in southern Minnesota.
Yeah, but, did you have some say in that one or what?
Well, I don't know. I think that would have been a little pretentious since they set this thing last year. I wasn't quite in, but we were just down there, and I'm telling you, this is a regional issue. As you know, the fishing opener is a big deal for a lot of the same reasons as we want to bring to this turkey opener. It gets a lot of great folks down there. It gets guys like you guys down there who know how to talk about this. You know, you mentioned Alumacraft and our folks that bring a lot to our economy here, and so we're down there May 9th through the 12th. It's Albert Lea, but Austin's all jazzed up, Freeborn, Mauer County, and I'm really looking forward to it. I think, again, meeting folks and saying thank you, there's a conservation community and an outdoors community in Minnesota that's pretty strong, got a lot of great voices, and these are the types of events we all kind of get together on.
Yeah, so Governor, I got to be transparent, though. This is my first time fishing in those lakes. Do you got any tips for our listeners out there?
No, and I'm in the same boat as you. I've not been over there and done that. And they tell me it's going to be good. I guess, again, it's fishing. We'll see how we do. I think it'll be a great day to be out there. But they tell me that the winter was better than they thought it was going to be. There was a little bit of nervousness on the lakes. They said it looks like that did not happen. Of course, with all the rains and everything, we got plenty of water, plenty of lakes. They tell me the fishing should be good.
Well, there's a reason, Governor. We have the Omnia Fishing Boys in here. It's omniafishing.com. They're one of our sponsors, Governor. And they have this really cool website that mirrors like your local bait store. So you pick the lake you want to fish, what species you want to target, and then the technique. So they're laying everything out for me. So we're cheating a little bit today.
All right. Send that to me. And that is exactly what I need. I had a younger brother who was a fisherman in our family, and it was always, I think I just embarrassed him when he was the guy who was, you know, shifting lures when the wind changed 2 miles an hour and things. And I always just kind of figured I would dag the thing that I thought was supposed to go, but that's a great app, but it'll be a fun one down there. The community is really ready for us.
Well, I tell you what, Governor, I want to also applaud you on, I know you were involved and one of the first round tables that was open to media and the DNR. And one of the things that it's out a little bit, but deer hunting is also pretty important to the state of Minnesota. You know, we send 500,000 folks out in the opening weekend for firearms, and your position on CWD and Commissioner Stroman and how active you guys were to make that a priority. And even to the point where you talked about transitioning some dollars from the general fund in the outdoors, I just thanks a lot for doing that, because that's a really big deal to our listeners. And for you to take that approach right off the bat really meant a lot.
No, I appreciate that. And that's once again, really good folks educating me. And I, you know, we've watched what happens with our neighbors in Wisconsin, and I'm kind of taking the approach on this thing that this is all hands on deck, and we need to stop this thing in its tracks early, or it will spread. And we think we've got a good plan for it. It's going to take some cooperation, because I want to be clear. I'm sensitive to these game farms, but you know, we've seen a pretty high prevalence where we get those animals in close proximity. It gets into the soil. It's hard to get it out. And I just think it would be a huge mistake why we still have an opportunity on the front end. So I'm really encouraging the legislature to go all in. And again, your outdoorsmen and everything may enjoy in managing these species right, but if you just took all that away and looked at it simply from dollars and cents, this will devastate our outdoor activity. We're all going to Cabela's and buying our gear. We're buying at the local outfitters. We're gassing up. We're processing, our jerky. All of those things are dollars in local communities. We'll be under threat if we lose the fight with this stuff. So there's that front end trying to nip in the bud. We got great researchers at the University of Minnesota. We need to find a test that works really fast. We need to find a vaccine or something to stop this thing.
Very good, Governor. Well, thank you so much. We just have a minute or two left with you. I'm going to give a shameless plug to my boss, Ron Shera, who, along with a bunch of guys, created an organization called MinFish. And they're going to be a voice for Minnesota fishermen. And I hope that you guys can take their advice from people that are really in the industry in the future when it comes to policymaking in the next couple of years. So I'm sure he'll reach out to you soon, but listen to those guys at MinFish. And thank you so much for coming on, and hopefully we can get you back on. It's kind of nice having the bat phone to the governor's office when it comes to outdoor stuff. So I hope you can keep engaging with us and be an advocate for the outdoors.
Absolutely. We'll get on more with you. We'll see you guys down in Albert Lea, and you can bet with Ron. I've had the privilege of shooting with him before. He's a treasure, and I trust his judgment. So
great.
We'll see you down in Albert Lea.
Sounds good, Governor. Can't wait to meet you. Well, there he was. Governor Walz always jumps on the show when we ask him. It's like you said, Mark, it's always nice having the bat phone to the governor, giving a shameless plug to Omnia Fishing when we have him on.
Yep.
And getting his perspective, because, you know, a lot of decisions are being made. Mm-hmm. There are some, you know, major issues out there, especially the CWD. He's very passionate about that. But with that, Brandon, let's cue the music. Let's talk some OmniaFishing.com after break. Stay tuned. The 4 Outdoorsman, Bob Country. If you want to know that your local bait store is now online, stay tuned to the next segment and learn more about OmniaFishing.com.
Now would be the time to check on the jerky. These smokers aren't going to tend themselves. You're listening to the 4 Outdoorsmen on Bob Outdoors.
Let's start thinking about open water, flip-flops, and sunshine. Boomer here, and my family and I have been fishing with Alumacraft boats for the past 6 years. Alumacraft boats cover the complete spectrum of fishability, whether we're catching walleyes, hooking panfish, or chasing bass. A best-in-class dry ride with Alumacraft's 2XB haul and lots of storage are just a couple of the reasons why we choose Alumacraft. To learn more about Alumacraft, go to alumacraft.com or visit a dealer near you.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Finally, an online tackle shop built for you. OmniaFishing.com. Boomer here, and how about this? Headed to a new lake or an old favorite? With OmniaFishing.com, you simply pick your lake, the species of fish you want to catch, and OmniaFishing.com tells you the hottest lures that are working now. And it's not just Omnia Fishing's opinion, it's the local guides and pros that help with selecting the tackle for each lake. With thousands of lakes to select in Minnesota, OmniaFishing.com has you covered.
The Minnesota Weapons Collectors Association has been promoting safe, responsible firearms ownership since 1954. Don't miss the MWCA Gun Show at the Minnesota State Fair Education Building May 4th and 5th. Buy, sell, or trade. Got grandpa's old gun? Saturday, May 4th is appraisal day. Get a free, no-pressure appraisal. Admission is $5. 12 and under are free. Under 18 must be with a parent or responsible adult. For more information, visit the MWCA Facebook page or go to MWCA.org.
Come to Delano Lanes and Entertainment on Highway 12, just 20 minutes west of 494. Bowling with great daily specials. Start the week on a high note. How about the Monday Mystery Beer Special? $1.75 a beer of our choice from 5 to 10. Or close it out with open bowling all day Friday. Saturday nights, come for a three-course dinner special starting at 6 p.m. And contact us for special family bowling and birthday packages. Get the daily specials and live music schedule at DelanoLanes.com.
You can't choose the weather, but you can choose rain gear that works. Introducing Blackfish Technical Rainwear. Utilizing patented fabric technology, Blackfish rain suits are 100% waterproof, yet provide unmatched breathability, keeping you dry from your own perspiration. And with a limited lifetime warranty, Blackfish rain suits are built to last. When you need to stay dry and comfortable, choose Blackfish, because you can't choose the weather. Learn more at blackfishgear.com.
Hey, it's Jeff Jones here for MyPillow, and I am so glad that I got some new Giza Dream bed sheets. I mean, they make them from the best cotton in the world. What it leads to is a great night's sleep. I mean, these are incredibly comfortable. Plus, my wife loves them, and you will too. You'll never want to sleep on any other sheets ever again. Use the promo code Bob when you go to MyPillow.com and get 30% off plus free shipping. That's promo code Bob at MyPillow.com to get 30% off plus free shipping today.
It's Neil for Zero Res, and it's time to get your carpets cleaned. And if you're like me, there's plenty of reasons to do it. Let's start with Minnesota winter. Finally, it's over. But what about all the salt and dirt that was dragged into my house from the long winter season? It's all in my carpets. Add to that the fact I have two grandsons who love to play in the carpet, love to bring their snacks and juice out to the carpet, and this grandpa has a hard time telling them no. So I have plenty of problems in my carpet, and the people who clean it the best are quite simply the guys and gals at Zero Res. And I'm a firm believer that not only do they do a great job and my carpet looks great and smells great, but it's safe for my aforementioned grandsons. There's no chemicals left behind. There's no residue. Just clean, healthy carpet. So book today and get the Bob FM special price of $139 for three rooms clean, plus take $50 off any of their air duct cleaning packages. Again, be sure and ask for the Bob FM special. Call 952-ZERO-RES or book online at ZeroResMinnesota.com.
Total Country Bob FM.
Is there as well. Alrighty, with that, you never know what we're going to be talking about during commercial break at the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country. We just wrapped up with Governor Walz. We don't get to talk about hunting and fishing for almost 6 years without wonderful sponsors. I want to lead off with Alumacraft Boats, Devil's Lake, North Dakota, Blackfish Gear, Heath's Resort, and last, but definitely not least, OmniaFishing.com. And the boys from Omnia Fishing that started it all are here. Matt, Chris, welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
What do you think about being live on air? You guys do this all the time, don't you? I mean, you guys are basically paparazzi is following you all around with, like, the hottest thing in fishing since maybe sonar was invented. But you guys might know a little bit about that, too, huh?
Yeah. We know a little bit, yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
So how did you guys get to the point in life? You guys are the two founders, right? I'm not saying your last name so you don't get flooded with a bunch of pro staff applications and stuff like that and free stuff. But how did you guys get to a point where you were going to start Omnia Fishing?
Yeah, so Chris and I have actually been in the industry for a pretty long time. Actually met when we were both working for Lowrance. There's actually an office here in Minneapolis for Lowrance, and Chris and I had recognized this gap in the online tackle retail, basically with the whole concept that Amazons of the world and the other online tackle retailers weren't serving the fishing industry the way we had hoped that they would. So we had this idea. We wanted to break things down, basically build a digital mom-and-pop bait shop for every lake in America. And we started putting some ideas to paper, and Omnia was born.
Wow. Chris, what do you think about that? I mean, what was it like? What was going on in your head?
Yeah, well, I came, as Matt mentioned, I came from Lowrance as well. I had previous stints with a Minnesota-based tackle company, Northland Fishing Tackle, as well as I started with my career at a company called Pier Fishing. So I've really been in the industry a really long time. I've, you know, worked with the big box retailers around the country, and I always noticed little gaps in their stocking and strategies and you know, how they could, you know, sometimes they weren't stocking the right products for the right regions. The local bait shops, you know, typically do, but how do you scale that in a national manner? And, you know, we really came up with the concept of, you know, each one of them does something well, but what if we married the two together?
Well, one of the things I really love about Omnia Fishing when I first heard from you guys and I dug into it was the fact how easy the website is to use. I mean, most of the time when you look at online commerce for fishing, you know, you just basically it's freshwater, saltwater. Then you go through and gear and tackle. And then what are the hot lures? And you guys came up with this innovative approach that I absolutely love, where you can actually go in and pick your lake. And then you can pick the fish species. And it's really easy. You just click on it, right? Mm-hmm. And then you click the technique you want to do. So if you're live bait rigging, if you're throwing a jig, you know, it's deep water, shallow, whatever. And then it'll suggest to you a variety of tackle for what you selected. Right. How do you guys get to the point? Now I plug it, but I'm going to ask you, like, how did you get to the point where that's the tackle I need to be using?
Well, I think starting off, we have to mention that, you know, although Chris and I are founders, we do have one other partner, and he's really the brains of the technology. So when you say that it's easy to use, it's good to hear that. We have a guy that's much smarter than Chris and I.
He's not here.
We're just hillbillies. We don't know how to build it all, yeah. But yeah, so we really do take approach. We're not always saying these are the tackle items that you need to have in your tackle box. Specifically, what we're trying to do is actually narrow it down. And that's what we found online. If you go in and you type in crankbait in Amazon, you better know what you're looking for very specifically, because it's chaotic. And what we really tried to do is narrow things down by, we say, normalize a set of values. So if you look at a lake, just some key ones that pop out are how clear is the water, how deep's the water, what's the life cycle of all of the species that exist in the water. And just with those items, we can narrow down the products really, mm-hmm. really quickly. And so we have a warehouse in Golden Valley. We've got space for about 5,000 products. But every single lake that you go to, there's only 200 to 300, maybe 400 that the products that actually relate to what you're looking for. And so what we're really trying to do is create a better experience. And even, you know, like you know, having Governor Walz on the line, if he didn't have the experience to know about Fountain Lake, we can look at those data. We can say that Fountain Lake's a fairly murky water. Mm-hmm. So let's really key in on, say, a paddle tail that has a chartreuse line through it. And so that's really what the algorithm does. It basically takes a set of product values and relates them to lake values. And that's the first step.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's one of the things I looked at right away when I was on Omnia, you know, and I just wasn't saying that on air, as I dug into Fountain Lake. And it was a murky lake, and a lot of the bright colors, the ringworms, you know, and mm-hmm. it selected the color pattern of the tackle that I was really interested in. So that was really cool to see that with OmniaFishing.com. With that being said, you know, you guys also take, if there's like a lake in Pennsylvania, right. and there's tackle that works, can you expand on that, like yeah. how you're bringing like that type of knowledge into the lakes here that we're looking at?
Yeah, it gets fairly scientific quick, but the best anglers understand those scientific elements. And so one of our visions for this whole company was essentially there are people out there. We look at some of the top brands, and we carry most of those top brands in our system. But what we look at is there are guys in, say, the Detroit River that are building bait and tackle specifically for the Detroit mm-hmm. River. Now, these guys haven't built a marketplace for themselves to be able to expand, but what we're building by normalizing all of these lake attributes is essentially a guy's building a 1 ounce current-resistant jig for the Detroit River because it's deep and it's fast. Mm-hmm. There are other water bodies that share some of those same characteristics that we can actually take that product, because we're working with this guy, we take those products and then drop them only on the lakes or the rivers where that makes sense. And we're doing that same thing by normalizing all those set of values across the number of states. We're hoping to work to basically only bring relevant products to you all the time, and hopefully introduce our anglers over time, our customers, to products they may not have seen, because there's too much chaos. There's too many brands. There's too many fragments. So we said the market's really fragmented. Can we defrag it with technology? And then can we support it by dropping it in front of the right people?
That is a ton of information to keep track of. I mean, are you guys just nonstop inputting like data? Do you have just a team of dudes, or is it just you guys, you know, trying to figure this out as you go, or what?
Yeah, well, we've got a team of eight now. Most everybody's focused on the actual software side of the house. Yep. Chris is very focused on operations and the inventory selection. But basically what we do is, when I said the word normalize, that's really where we focus. We want to go in and say, how is the state recording value? So like as an example, Minnesota records a clarity value in a 1-3 scale. They say it's either a really clear lake, really murky lake, or somewhere in the middle. And we've taken a set of 1-10, and we try to characterize it with a little bit more detail.
Right.
And then we go to say, you brought up Pennsylvania is a great one. Pennsylvania uses this really weird value called the trophic status index. It's basically saying, how is the lake performing? Is it murky and it's got a bunch of duckweed, and how does it look? And then we assign the way the Pennsylvania state does it to our Omnia set of values of 1-10. And then, you know, if you end up in a 1, the most clear lake, you're only going to see very natural color patterns pop up. You're not going to see these really bright, flashy things, because the fish won't respond.
So, Mark, you gave me a bunch of crap about being technical, breaking down crappies on Minnetonka. These guys take it to a whole nother level.
Well, it's ideal.
Omnia fishing.
It's ideal for a guy like me. I love to fish. I don't have enough time to scout, to, you know, really do a lot of things. In this radio show, it's like, hey, Mark, we're going to this lake to try fishing. And I've never fished that lake before. I have no idea what to use. I have my set of things that have worked for me in my very limited scope. But say when we go to Michigan or wherever, I have no idea what to use. And you never know what you're getting into. So, that's just such a time saver for kind of the weekend warrior type fisherman.
Well, you know what I like about it, too, is it's that sense of reassurance. Okay. And what I mean by reassurance is, let's say we're going to, like we had the Alumacraft photo shoot up on Heath's Resort, right? On the Northern Whitefish chain. And that was a body of water that I really didn't know. So, I looked at the water clarity and all that good jazz, and the water depth and the structure. But I still rely on experts. I don't care how long you've been fishing. You know, I've been fishing since I could jump in that Alumacraft ducker and get in trouble for staying out too late. But you have to rely on the experts that know that and dig into that technical detail. And you guys do that. So my example, the whitefish, I'm still going to hit the local stuff. Oh, hey, what's going on? And with what you guys have, I can get that depth of knowledge and get my tackle now. So I can actually cut out time and spend more time on the water.
Yeah, that's a good point. And that's where we wanted to go, is we can narrow down the tackle, but you're still shopping and you need to figure out what exactly you want to take. And we have this big broad spectrum of people that are coming in for information. Maybe it's a new area. Maybe they're an expert and they just want a better shopping experience. But then we narrow down the products first. But second, we do work with the local guides who actually build lists as ambassadors, and they will then narrow it down based on the life cycle of all the species that they target. And what that does is it kind of gives us a two-prong approach. We basically say, let's narrow it down and create a better shopping experience. You only see relevant products for your lake. Or the lake you're planning to head to. But let's also look at the guides. And the overwhelming response that we've received from guides has been, they're sending a lot of people out to shop and buy products. And it's hard, because you send them a list and an email, and they go kind of find one here and three here and four here. We make sure we work with them to stock the right products. They build their lists, and then it's all in one place. They just send you a link. Here's what I would recommend for Mille Lacs spawning walleye.
Do you get crap? Because a lot of people are experts or think they're experts. And do you get people saying, that would never work here and stuff like that? I can just imagine that happening. But
well, I think, yeah, we I mean, fishing's an art.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. There's a lot of science, but there's a lot of art. There's rational, there's irrational approaches to that would never work. And
yeah, yeah.
And that's fine. I think that we need to keep that in fishing, and I think it's a great part of it.
Yeah,
and
that's the fun. That's yeah. The debate. You
it's
know
information
what I mean?
Gathering.
Like,
yeah.
Yep.
So you guys, we're talking to OmniaFishing.com. It's like your local bait store online. You've heard me talking about it, Mark talking about it, Stru talking about it for a few weeks. We have Matt and Chris in studio night from Omnia Fishing talking about why this is such an innovative website for buying tackle, a great user experience. We've only got a couple minutes left, so I just want to spend 1 minute on this, on the credibility that you guys bring to the table. So you guys basically developed inside Genesis for Lowrance. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, that my first company, we built an automated platform to process sonar data to create a map. And we sold that company in 2014 to Lowrance, and it ultimately became Insight Genesis. My partner Mike and I had built that company with the idea that it was solving a problem that we had. The maps were not great, and we wanted to give people the ability to create their own map. And that's where that company was born. So that's how Chris and I actually met, is I sold the company in 2014. We worked there until 2018. And yeah, I was just seeing pain points all over the place. I was seeing the market evolve and seeing how what Lowrance's strategy was coming, you know, how they take products to market, and the tackle really, we saw this huge gap. And
so you didn't waste any time getting back into the game, did you, man?
You take a year off to just, you know, fish or whatever.
No, I haven't had a real job in a long time, and I got to stay busy. Yeah.
That's the difference between driven people that start companies and lazy people like me. I would have just been like, I'll take 5 or 6 years off and do nothing for a while.
we got to serve the people.
Talk a little bit. You know, we only got a couple minutes left. I know there are membership opportunities with Omnia Fishing. Share why it's value added to our listeners on the Four Outdoors and on Bob Country to have a membership with OmniaFishing.com.
Yeah, so Chris mentioned this earlier, but we said, can we marry the quality of that you see from e-commerce, and then we wanted to marry that with best in class for tackle, specifically this mom and pop shop. And so what everything on Omnia is always free to use the system, to use the lake search. What we do have is a premium subscription. Basically, you pay $29 per year. You get 10% credit on everything you purchase. So we're the opposite of your spouse that punishes you for buying more. We actually reward you.
Nice.
And then free shipping, no minimum. So you run out of a
so I'll be sleeping at Mark's house a lot more, right?
You get free shipping with membership?
Free shipping. Well, free shipping for $50 for everybody. Free shipping, no minimum. So you're out of Senko's and you need one bag.
Yeah.
Throw it in your cart and we ship it to you for free 2 days. So
that's awesome.
I liked it even too when, you know, one of my favorite things this last year has been Ned rigging.
Yep.
And sometimes it's kind of hard for me to find some of the Z-Man products I like. And you guys are stocked up.
Yeah, definitely. That's all to Chris. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Did want to mention one quick thing. We are running a promo for you guys tonight here. Just use the code BOOMER20 and we'll save you 20% on your first order.
Oh, we should have plugged that all show, brother.
I know, right?
Hey, so if you want to save an extra 20%.
The entire site.
OmniaFishing.com, BOOMER20. We got to put that on social media.
We will.
Just not the last
I know
two
where
minutes.
I'm going when I get home.
Yeah,
Boomer
all right.
20.
So with that being said, guys, thanks for coming in studio. I know, Brandon, we're going to have to wrap it up here. We had a great show. Metro Fishing Report. Great job, Mike and Allie, with Memories Made Guide Service. OmniaFishing.com is in the house. You can save an extra 20% on your order. I know you guys and girls are out there getting ready to catch walleyes, bass. Opener is just shortly here. Boomer 20, plug that in. And stay tuned. We'll have it on the podcast. And what else, buddy?
Well, what else do you have to say, Boomer?
Get outdoors.